Police and security guards in Belgium were caught flat-footed today by a cowardly sneak attack on one of the world's wealthiest men. The target was Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates, arriving for a meeting with community leaders. Watch what happens when a team of hitmen meet him first with a pie in the face. Gates was momentarily and understandably shaken, but he was not injured. The hit squad piled on with two more pies before one of them was wrestled to the ground and arrested. The others, for at least the moment, got away. Gates went inside, wiped his face clean, and made no comment. He then went ahead with his scheduled meeting. No word on the motive for this attack.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Thomas Paine podcast on a Friday, folks. Hello. What's happening out there? We're coming off a big hot wire we just had a little while ago. We put that out to our folks on Paine.tv. Hot wire, the top tier, top intel tier on Paine.tv. And we appreciate the folks on Paine.tv, all the folks on the Paine.tv app. And the hot wire we had is, yeah, listen to it to believe it. And it's entitled Dark Day, and it certainly is a dark day as we head into Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, you know, Memorial Day is about far more than cold beer and hot dogs. And keep that in mind as well, and don't get the message lost. It tends to happen in today's day and age. One message, or two, or three, or four, and beyond, that won't be lost is the conversation upcoming with broadcaster extraordinaire Maria Albanese, as we tackle many things and we lay out continue to paint a mosaic, some would argue a masterpiece. I would say it's borderline masterpiece. Over time, of how you have been manipulated through the years, you meaning all of us, you meaning me. And we stretch back again with more proof that many of the things that we're facing today have been set up a long time ago and through the years, which has been the bread and butter of this show for the last 2 years or since we started. We're at about, what, 2.5? Are we 2.5? We're almost at 2.5 years we've been doing this. It seems like 2.5 decades, which likewise spills into your families as well, as you have to weather, like I've said before, some weeks seem like months and some months seem like quarters, and it all adds up and you think you're living in some strange nightmare. Of course, we are doing exactly that. The faster we realize that, the better off we're all going to be. And that's why we have fantastic shows with Maria on Fridays, because that really brings that message front and center. And we're able to take a step back from the noise and the chaos that happens on a daily basis and say, hey, why is this happening? When did it start? Is it organic? Is it a scheme? Is it a scam? What are the elements? Oh, how does it relate to other things we've talked about? And in that essence, I say we have been painting a mosaic over time. And as you know, if you refer to the Sistine Chapel and Michelangelo, etc., this is a throwing a bone to the Italians, to Maria and her folks from the neighborhood. The Sistine Chapel, a masterpiece, was not painted overnight. It took a long time. So when I say we are sitting here painting a mosaic, it takes time, it takes resources, it takes sources, and it takes patience. And it takes you folks as well to be out there listening, to be out there watching, and we are certainly humbled by your patronage, as I said many times before. So the conversation is another one, fantastic in many regards, sad in some regards, but enlightening any way you slice it or chop it down. That's what this is all about. That's what it's been all about. We got a little music as we ease into things here. Keep me talking now. Can't you hear me talking? You could, but can't you hear me knocking? Maria's knocking. We'll have her in a couple minutes. A little throwback here to the Goodfellas soundtrack as Ray Liotta passed away. A real popular guy, a real popular movie star. And folks on pain.tv, keep getting inquiries. He passed away in his sleep in the Dominican Republic. And the inquiries are flying. Was he vaxxed? Well, you do the math. Like we've said before, vaxxed until proven otherwise. When you see a 65, 66, 67-year-old passing away in his sleep and down there to film a movie. And so the saga continues. Thanks to our crooked and corrupt friends, both in the government and in big pharmaceuticals and beyond. And we found, watching these lunatics in Davos this week, that Payne has said they're all in on it. Man, they sure as hell seem fairly chummy with each other, giggling it up, laughing it up, drinking it up, and other things, psychedelic drugs. Call girls, hey. Sounds like a hell of a vacation. Thanks for being here, folks. If you have somebody picked out you care about and you think that the show can do them good or do them a solid by listening to it, feel free to share it with them. That's how we grow, as the voice is just about on its last leg, but we'll have some time to bounce back here. Monday, we will be back Monday with a new show. As you enjoy your holiday, again, put Memorial Day in perspective, in its proper perspective, and it likewise plays into the themes here. Remember who got you here. Remember your ancestors. Remember your grandparents, your great-grandparents, their parents and beyond, people who got you here. And as I said before, you owe them to not go out on your fucking knees. Just stand up. Not the easiest thing to do. I understand some folks don't like confrontation and everything that comes with it, but you have to at some point say, I'm done with this insanity. We try to keep it real here for you and give you the straight skinny. We're going to do that right now with Maria. We appreciate her expertise, and she's been hard at work, for sure, during the week. And you'll hear that unfold as we move on here in the next few minutes. Monday, we have Dave Latour coming on, a real heavyweight in politics, heavyweight in crisis management, etc. Longtime buddy of mine. So we take another step back in a holiday mode on Monday and just shoot the shit. Dave has a radio show, and he says his radio show is about nothing. Kind of like Seinfeld. Well, Monday's episode, where we sit down and we talk with each other, likewise, same format. It's just two dudes talking shop, shooting the shit. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a nice departure from what we're usually doing on here, slinging arrows and dodging arrows and looking for people's scalps, etc. Have a good weekend, folks, and try to enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself, and God bless you.
Hello.
It's that time of week again.
the buzzer just went off. I'm not
having a special this week. The whole episode has to be under 15 minutes because I've had it.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Ready, go.
I sent you probably about 20 minutes worth of video. You could just slap that on there. And we're going to go.
Send me videos. It's insane. Can't and keep up.
Just that's just a little bit.
Did you want that in the show? You want that stuff in the show? I send it to we got a young buck milling around. I'll send it to him to
I want in the show the email I sent you that has.
Which one?
It has about four. I don't send you many emails. It has about four or five YouTube. They're not very long. They're only a few minutes each, but they're part of simulation propaganda. We'll put it that way.
Want them in the show?
I think yeah. You could put them all at the end. The email clips and the world without oil. Yeah, whatever I sent you, I would throw them all on at the end because it'll just tie it all together.
All right, let me send a text because I didn't know you wanted audio.
Come on.
I'm just crazy week. Just a wild week, man.
Let me see here. I send this to you for a purpose.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to do that.
Did you watch them?
I watched so many videos. You just sent me a couple. I didn't watch those.
Okay.
Didn't you just send me a couple a few minutes ago?
I did. You can watch them when we end, you know. And
you want those in there?
Yeah, why not?
Are those are those in your email list?
No. These are what I just sent you are what I found down to the wire.
Oh, hold on for a second. I'm sending you some videos I need broken down for tomorrow's show. I'm on the phone with Maria. Thank you. Good sir. Okay. We're rocking and rolling.
They're gonna hate.
No, I'll tell you why. The trip out west with VM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, VM's like a fucking dangerous man. He really is a dangerous guy.
That's why we love him.
And he's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing with these videos, man? Are you capturing these things? Are you like streaming them and capturing? What are you guys, fucking cavemen?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's how we do it." He's like, "You guys are fucking crazy, man." And I didn't partake in this, but he showed my man how to break these things down in like seconds. And like, so we don't have to stream these things anymore and capture them and things like that. And so it takes literally hardly any time.
Okay. Well,
which is cool.
That,
and he's like,
"That was all Greek because I am a cave woman." And
yeah. So VM's like, aren't you a video? Didn't the Fed say you were a video pirate, man? You're disappointing me.
You know, he does have a point there.
Mm-hmm. It just proves that I wasn't very good at being a pirate. No, I was actually, man, we had a lot of fun back in the day, doing videos and stuff. And anyway, okay, so I'm going to send this stuff to them then on the fly. Where do you want to start? You sent that to my intel. I saw that on my intel, yes. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I sent that there. And then, you know, the more I dig, the more I find. So I sent you the one. It's about 7 minutes long. It's called World Without Oil. And then I sent another one. I'd have to look. I think I sent you two. I could send you tons, but I know you don't have the time to look at all this stuff. So I just try to, the one with the email, that's quite fascinating because that's going to tie into a simulation that I stumbled across. That I stumbled onto one, and that led me to a lot. So anything I had planned on talking about this Friday, kind of around when, you know, around Tuesday sometime, kind of got scrapped. And I've been just focusing on nothing but the simulations, because that's how it started. You know, we know all of the simulations that were out there prior to Schemedemic, and we keep finding them. Then the monkeypox one pops up. We're like, "Oh, we missed one." And I said, "Oh no, we've had to have missed more." But how do you go about finding these? Because you would have to know what organization commissioned it or was running it, correct? Like, that's kind of hard to do.
Absolutely.
You can throw some things around in the search engines and start to play, which is what I did. And I had came across a simulation called Superstruct. And
Superstruct, Super Threat. Right. Outlaw Planet, Generation Exile, Power Struggle, Ravenous. And quarantine.
That one is quite important because that had to do with a respiratory virus out of China. Now, what is fascinating is this is the gaming community. This is ARG, Alternative Reality Gaming, taking online live where they're using collective intelligence gathering to solve futuristic problems. So you say, okay, well, that's what video games are. Except when you go and see who is commissioning and what for, and then you can tie some of this back to government. So there's the website I found is called IFTF, InstituteForTheFuture.org. That is a spinoff of the RAND Corporation. Now, the director, her name is Jane McGonigal. She's been doing gaming since around 2001. Young woman, very bright. This week I've watched lots of TED Talks and interviews and things like that with her talking about gaming in the future and why they're doing this. So then I do a little bit more digging and I see IFTF, one of their partners is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Ding, 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 ding.
These guys it's like a cancer.
They're just everywhere.
It's
they're
like
everywhere.
A cancer. Yeah.
They're everywhere. And except when you go to these sites and you hit the partner section, like I always go to our team, the team, who are their sponsors, who's the top level sponsors, who's bottom level sponsors. Their name is so light, you will miss it. So you have all these icons of different companies or foundations. And I was like, whoa, I almost missed it. It was that light with the back on the white background. So like, okay, fine. Here's one clue. Then I found, after about a day or two of looking at stuff, I found a podcast interview she did that was about 2 hours long, and it had the transcript. So instead of listening, I read the transcript. And as I'm reading, because now some of these simulations, gaming, whatever we want to call them, ARG, started around 2007, 2008, 2010. That's when some of these were built. And one of her inspirations was from a global threat analysis from the World Economic Forum. Then it goes on to say she has been a part of the World Economic Forum, worked with them, has been a speaker. So what I'm gathering here between the Institute for the Future and work with the World Economic Forum and looking into some of the work that was put into the online gaming, which some of them had anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 players that run for so many weeks. And the goal of the players are to solve these futuristic problems. Well, you know, some of the things that we lived through the pandemic were out of the game. One of them was the 2 week. Like one of the questions posed to the players is, how would you react if you were on lockdown for 2 weeks? So the gamers predict. So now you have to imagine all of the collective intelligence, or if we want to call this crowdsourcing of ideas, bigger entities are using this. That right. is quite This is quite clear. And
2 weeks is no big deal to the gamers. That's how often they shower. So.
Well, and one of the other ones was when they started limiting the number of people that could get into, say, a museum or place of business. Remember when they were only letting in 10 at a time? Or 12
we're
at a time.
We're filled up. Please step on your polka dots and we'll let you in.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. That came out of the game as
well. I was going through the back door. I was like, oh, you guys have a back door, right? A loading dock? Yeah. Okay. I'm going through there.
Fuck out of here. Yes. It's quite shocking to see that Superstruct was in 2008. And I think it ran, I don't know, let's say 10 weeks. I can't remember. I have so many notes on this. It's just crazy. But it was the world's first massive multiplayer forecasting game. And these are like the language they use, collective intelligence and forecasting and how we can live in a better world. And that's the one with World Without Oil they were tasked with. And when you see the video I sent you, that's about 7 minutes long, but it's right out of all of the other GNN.
I should just put all these videos at the end of the show, right?
Yes. Okay. I would, because we're not going to know where to
drop
put them in. Right. But with Superstruck, there were five of them, and you read them off: Quarantine, Ravenous, Power Struggle, Outlaw Planet, Generation Exile. And then I think I sent you like a wrap up, which was called like The Final Threat. So, but they're not very long. They're only a few minutes each, and they kind of give you a synopsis of what each one has to do with, which is quite fascinating. That's a lot of the things that we live through. And the purpose that I'm doing this is to prove that everything we are living, have lived for the past 2 years, is not happenstance. This has been well thought out.
It's funny you'd say that, because one of my sources sent me something else. You know, we're getting all these dumps from training manuals from like government employees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty hot and heavy on monkeypox a long time ago. This isn't like something new. There's like, hey, keep an eye out for this. It could be coming. It's like, I mean, this is years ago, right? So,
right.
You know, all this stuff is definitely scripted. We've known that, you know. But you know what's funny? When we first said that, people were like, you guys are crazy, man. You're on the fringe, man. It's wild. It's like listening to Art Bell, man, when he's spotting UFOs in the desert. I said, the fuck are you talking about, man? All this stuff is real. This isn't.
Well, and they and after all these years, they just had a hearing on UFOs. So, you know, that's the funny part. No, these things are very real. Now, I've been doing this for a few days. I'm just scratching the surface. There is still so much more. If you go to that website, iftf.org, and you just start poking around, you will see all kinds of things. You know, future things, past things. They're working on solutions for the future.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
You're looking at all these things. You're sending me all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. It's awesome that you're like, you're on the prowl. You're dangerous when you're on the loose. But these people that come up with this, don't these fucking people have jobs? I mean, how do they come up with this stuff? I mean, I can barely get this thing off the ground every day. And these guys are talking about, you know, insane concepts. I mean, I guess they get paid by these folks like Gates and Rockefeller Foundation.
They're compensated for this insanity. Of course. Well, Jane McGonigal is a game designer. She's a producer and a game designer, and she has many different entities that companies could hire her to create a game and produce it. So whatever your field is, and you want to do this, you want to game out something in the future, this would be the person that does it.
A lot of people sitting around, Maria, like they ask gamers, you're telling me, to help, mm-hmm. like, people mm-hmm. who, I mean, look, I know gamers, right? These guys are, they're not exactly go-getters, and they actually mapped out parts of the scamdemic, and it's starting to make a lot of sense why the scamdemic made little sense, because you have bird brains. They asked bird brains what they thought about something, and then they went with it.
Right, and they did go with it because, you know, I would assume that the players are of a certain age group. They're very idealistic, and climate change and the way they envision the world with, you know.
Well, just think about it.